Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Okay, there was a scare at a church and a daycare in Seattle that brings up a bigger personal issue that I want to share with you. Because when you find out exactly what happened, this brings up an issue for me that I'm having with my daughter. Let's start with the story, first of all.
Okay, so there is this daycare center, and all of a sudden everybody started coughing and their eyes were running and everything. And this it was all coming from a bathroom there. So they called 911 and the police got there and the hazmat people got there all dressed in their protective gear and everything, kind of bravely charged in to figure out what was putting out those toxic fumes into the air. And it turned out to be a can of Axe body spray that was malfunctioning and it wouldn't stop spraying. And if you've ever smelled Axe body spray, you can see why. You can understand why people's eyes were streaming and their nose was running. I used to work with a guy, actually, and he used to wear Axe body spray, and I don't think anybody who wears Axe understands that it's just meant to be a little bit. I mean, subtle is much more attractive than dousing yourself in half the jolly can.
Well, I was reading the advertisement for Axe, and it says it's the look, it's the feel, it's not necessarily the smell, and the people in the room shouldn't smell you before you enter the room. My oldest daughter.
I love the way you lower your voice in case she can hear. She's got the radio on, she can hear you.
I know, but I love her to death. But I've a couple of times it was like, honey, what did you drop a bottle on you? What?
So she likes to put her perfume on a little bit strong.
Oh my God! Now I think she's finally through this, but it's like, honey, you got to spray and walk through. Spray and walk through.
Spray and walk through. How the heck do you even know? Sometimes I wonder about your man card if it's still even up to date. You shouldn't know about stand and wear, spray and walk through. Good Lord!
I have a house full of girls. I've seen the odd Cosmo magazine lying around.
Spray and walk through.
Spray and walk through.
No way.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
No freaking way. Right?
Four.
Hey, thanks for following us on Facebook or Twitter. Great place to connect with us constantly because we're on those social media platforms 24 hours a day, aren't we, Sharon?
Oh, nearly 24 hours a day. Oh, my gosh. We have a message actually here from Alicia. And Alicia's one of those girls, and I'm trying really hard not to judge here, Alicia, but Alicia's one of those girls that likes to get up and just swan around in her gym jams in her pajamas all day. And it doesn't matter if Alicia has to go to the store or whatever. She keeps them on. She may throw a jacket or something over the top, but she goes out in her pajama bottoms and she gets looks. And Alicia, there is a reason for that, but she wants us, and I'm trying really hard, Alicia, not to judge, but Alicia wants us to ask Siri for her. Siri, why can't I wear pajamas all day long?
You can't wear pajamas out of respect for the people around you and for the betterment of society.
Nobody
has ever accomplished anything productive while wearing pajamas.
You
can't wear pajamas and invent anything, or cure a disease. All you can do is sleep and binge watch TV shows on your couch. Imagine if Einstein always wore footy pajamas. Nobody would have ever taken him serious and he wouldn't have been able to invent all the smart guy stuff that he invented. I would tell you what stuff that is, but odds are most of you are wearing pajamas right now still and too dumb to know anyway. Just trust me. Put some grown-up clothes on before you leave your house.
Thank you, Siri. Thank you. Did you say Hugh Hefner in there?
I did say Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. Accomplish something productive.
Well, technically, it depends if you were a Playboy fan or not, right?
I suppose. He was in and out of bed all day. He had a reason to stay in his pajamas.
or out of them.
Right.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So apparently being a terrible person and pulling a weekend at Bernie's on your own mother put you in the mood for boneless buffalo wings. We'll explain that in a minute. First, Weekend at Bernie's was a comedy, a movie about these two losers who try to pretend that their assassinated boss was really alive, and they were dragging him around to parties, pretending he was alive, but just drunk. That led the hitman to try and attempt to track him down to finish him off, and that's where the comedy really happens. Old movie, kind of funny if you want to look it up on YouTube, but this thing really happened.
This is horrifying. There is a guy in Plymouth, Minnesota, who moved in with his mum back in 2007, and presumably to help take care of her. She's aging or whatever, and being the good son and all of that. Not so much a good son. She actually passed away in January, and before this guy reported it, he thought, well, why let all that money in the bank go to waste, right? Might as well just avail myself of that. So he popped dead mum in a wheelchair, took her off to the bank and withdrew $850 from her account. And then he dropped mum off back at home. Back you go, mum. Plopped her on the bed and then headed straight out to Buffalo Wild Wings, as you do.
That's exactly what you do when you drop your dead mother.
Oh, my God.
Now, the cops, I guess, appeared later that day, reported his mother dead. I mean, he phoned the police. When they realized and showed up at the house that she'd been dead for some time,
right?
The son was arrested. Big surprise. Unbelievable story, right?
Oh, this is, it's absolutely horrifying. And one of the things that I think really is, I mean, it's easy to focus on bundling mum up in a wheelchair, passed away, and trundling her off to the bank, presumably with hats and glasses and all that sort of thing as a disguise. What really gets me is that he dropped his mum off at home and then went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, selfish git. Didn't think that maybe she'd like to go out for wings. Maybe she'd like a treat now and then.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter are great. They're funding all kinds of projects. People do contesting on the internet for everything from major brands to local bars. But sometimes things can go totally wrong, right?
Oh, my God. When you ask the internet for help...
Oops. Is that the right thing to do, really?
I don't
know about that.
Well, because then you're relying on people just to have a little bit of fun. And, in fact, a British government agency is finding this out. They might be regretting their decision because they turned to the internet. They said, hey, internet people, help us name. We have a $287 million polar research ship, and we're looking for a name.
This is something, too.
Yeah. Let's give it a name. Let's come up with our best suggestions, internet people, and see what we come up with. Well,
and the number one name is
Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface. That's the number one name getting the most traction on the internet from millions of users. Go figure.
Boaty McBoatface. I just love it. A spokesperson for the research council said, listen, we're really glad people are getting, participating, and they're really enthusiastic and having fun with it, but we may have to override the Boaty McBoatface name.
Oh, come on. I love that name. That's
hilarious. Well, see, the problem is the number two suggestion was Titanic. And I just don't know that they're going to go with that either.
No, that wouldn't work, especially being a British ship. Not good.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
One. You know, the reason thieves target things like diamonds is because it's smart to steal. Let's face it. It's small, it's valuable, or you could do what these boneheads did.
These women, they stole rubber products. Oh, hang on. We're not talking about those rubber products. Get your mind out of the gutter, you people. They were busted last week for stealing $800 worth of flip-flops from Old Navy. Are you right with that? Old Navy's flip-flops, just to give a little bit of perspective on this, cost $2.50 for the basic ones and up to about $12 for the fancy pants ones. That means these women stole somewhere between 66 and 320 pairs of flip-flops to get to that $800 mark. They managed to get the whole load into a car, but obviously the employees saw them shoplifting all that. It's kind of difficult to get $800 worth of flip-flops into your car. I mean, it's not like you can just shove them in your pocket or down your bra or up your skirt or anything like that.
How do you even get past them with $800 worth of sand?
I don't know.
See them walking out the door?
Well, that's exactly. Well, they did see them, and so that's what they called the police, and the police were there, and now they're up on charges for flip flops. Who would steal flip flops? Did you ever, when you were a kid, did you ever get smacked with a wooden spoon or a flip flop or a slipper or anything when you were naughty? Yeah,
my mom, God bless her, I was never spanked when I was a kid, but every once in a while.
That explains a lot, actually. Yeah,
she could hit me with a shoe around a corner. It was like a boomerang when she threw it, and she only did it once when I did something really bad and I confessed to it. But yeah, I ran around the corner and that shoe followed me.
Followed you
amazing.
Around. Oh my! Well, maybe the punishment for these women should be that they get a smack on the bum with every single stolen flip-flop.
Now you're talking about a punishment that fits the crime. I like that.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.